can a Kotan have a wife? So that's a clear din, that a Kotan who goes and gives Kiddushin to a woman, the Kiddushin is not Chal. She doesn't become an Eshesish. The question is, why? What's the reason for that? And where's the Makoyah in the Torah for that? So it begins from a Pasuk in this week's Sedra, Parshas Kedoshim. The Pasuk says, V'ish ashiyinach es eshes ish. A person who does nus with an eshes ish is chayav misa. So Rashi brings down already that the Gemara darshans, eshes ish, perat le'eshes kotten, a wife of a man, and it excludes a wife of a kotten. If a person does nus with a wife of a kotten, he's not chayav misa. Then Rashi continues, Lomadnu she'ein lekotn kiddushin. Says Rashi, it's not a gezeiras hakosuf telling us that znus with a wife of a kotn is not chayav misa. The reason is simple, because there's no such thing as a wife of a kotn. A kotn can't have a wife. If a kotn gives kiddushin to someone, a woman, it's not chal. So when the Torah says, Perat le'eshes kotn, it's because she's not an eshes ish. So maybe it's not chayav misa. That's what Rashi says on the pasuk in the parasha. However, there's a Rashi in Kiddushin that explains differently. Rashi in Kiddushin says the emes is it is possible for a kotten to have a wife. We'll see in a minute how it is possible for a kotten to have a wife, and she's a proper eshes ish. And this pasuk is a being mamayet. That even a woman who's an Eishas Ish, if her husband is a kotten and someone does nus with her, he's not chayav misa. It's a gezeiras hakosuf. She's an Eishas Ish, but since she's a wife of a kotten, this pasuk is excluding her. It's nus with a wife of a kotten, the person's not chayav misa. How is it shayach for kotten to have a wife? That's a din muskum, that a kotten can't go and give kiddushin to someone. So the Gemara says, Vehichatimtze is by Yibum. If a person dies without children, and the Yavoma falls for Yibum, and the Yavom is a kotten. Says the Gemara, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, if that Yavom goes ahead and does Yibum, she becomes an Eishes Ish Menatoya. We'll see why. She's a Yavoma, she's an Eishes Ish Menatoya, and it's his wife, a husband and wife, even if he's a kotten. And that is the case which the pasuk is coming to exclude. She's an eshes ish, but her husband's a kotten, and therefore a person does nus is not chayav misa. Now the shaila is, why is it that a kotten who gives kiddushin to a woman, she doesn't become an eshes ish, whereas a kotten who does yibum, it becomes his wife, and she's a proper eshes ish. What is the difference? So about that, there's a machlekes, Rashi and the Ramban. We'll start off with the Ramban, because that's the easiest. The Ramban in Nida Daf Memhe says, he asks, V'afal pi she'ein boy das, even though a kotten doesn't have das, and it would seem from the Ramban that's the reason why a kotten can't give kiddushin every day to a woman, because he hasn't got das, and for kiddushin the person has to have that. Answers the Ramban, Harobi rachmona biyavoma biyas shoygeg kemezit. Yibum, says the Ramban, doesn't need das. If a person did yibum, he did beer, he thought he was doing beer to his wife, and he discovered that it was the Yavoma, it is a Yibum, and she's become his wife. He's done Yibum. Says the Ramban, Yibum doesn't need das. So, versteht sich, why shouldn't a kotten who does Yibum, why shouldn't it become his wife? So that's how it's shaykh for a kotten to have a wife. Yibum, because Yibum doesn't need das. He does bia, and she becomes kunuya to him. However, Rashi, their Nidda, says a different Loshon. Va'afal gav, this is Rashi's Loshon, she'ein kinyan lekotan, hari kenuya loy va'oimedes. Because, so what does Rashi mean? It seems that Rashi means because she was already, every Yevamah, even before a person does Yibum, she's Zekuka, Zika. So she's already half his, because she's Zekuka to him. She's Kenuya. So all he has to do is just complete it and make it completely his wife. So that's why it's fine for a Kotan to do. Because he's not doing the complete job, she was already half Kenuya to him.
How could she be
Kenuya
to him?
So the Gemara says always, Isha hiknu loim nashamayim. The Torah did that.
Even for a
Kotan? Yeah, if a husband died, he could always wait. He could always wait till he grows up to do Yibum. So the Torah does makes that when a husband dies without children, she becomes half Kenuya to the Yavam. And then the Yavam just has to complete it and make it completely
that's
his wife.
Normal to do a Kotan as well. Or when he becomes a Gobel, that's when he becomes a Kenuya.
But I think we find that even when he's a Kotan, she can't go and get married to anyone else. She's also the Shuk, even when he's a Kotan of the Yavam. She can't get married to anyone. So you see from there that even to a cotton she's a cuckoo. She's half belonging to
him.
Bichal, yeah, it's only a laugh because she's not a complete Eshish.
And how the Ramban then?
The Ramban says.
So it's automatic.
The Ramban also agrees she's half Kenuya.
Yeah.
But the Ramban seems to hold that wouldn't be enough. To complete it, you would also need Das. But the Ramban says Yibum doesn't need Das. And Rashi says, Rashi doesn't seem to have anything about Das. Rashi, the question that Rashi asks is, Va'afal gav she'ein kinyan l'kotan. Says Rashi, hari kenuya loy va'imedes. So we have to understand what's the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. So the Ramban is simple, it's easy to understand. The Ramban holds that the reason why a Kotan can't go and give Kiddushin is because he's got no Das. So the Ramban says, the Yibum just doesn't need Das. So automatically, there's no reason why she shouldn't become Kenuya to him and his wife. What does Rashi hold? So about this, there's a Rashi in Ksubas, Staff Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi says, an unbelievable Kiddush. Kotan ein Kiddushov klum. Wow, why not? So I would have said the simple reason is like the Ramban. So Zashi, the lav bar kichahu ki yikach ish ksiv. Rashi says it's a gzeres hakosuv. Das wouldn't be a problem. The problem is that the Torah talks about kiddushin, the Torah says ki yikach ish. And ish is not a cotton. So the Torah excluded a cotton from giving kiddushin. So now, if that's the reason that Rashi had, that's the reason why a Kotan can't give Kiddushin, so we can understand what Rashi's problem was. Rashi wasn't happy with what the Ramban says. Yibum doesn't need Das. The problem why a Kotan can't have a wife is not because of Das, it's because he's excluded Ki Yikach Ish. Only a man can do a Kicha, can take a wife for himself, not a Kotan. So Rashi had Shver, so why is Yibum different? So what, you don't need Das for Yibum, but you should still be excluded, because a Kotan can't have a wife. And if he does Yibum, he's taking for himself a wife. Since Rashi learnt it from Gzeres HaKosov, so Rashi had that problem. So Rashi had to find a new answer. The Teretz says Rashi, because she's already half his wife. She's Kenuya Loy already. Since she's Kenuya Loy already, so it's already half his, all he has to do is complete the kinyan. And that a Kotan can do also. All the Pasuk meant, Ki Yikach Ish, is he can't take a wife in the first place. But if she, a Yevamah who's already half Kenuya to him, then all he has to do is complete it, that he can do.
Yeah, but he's
nice at taking a wife.
Maybe she could put that with it.
Why should
it be
different?
Because it's
a
wife, it's
the Yeah. After he does Yibum, it will be a regular wife. The kasha, so that's the machlekes Rashi and the Ramban. The reason why a kohen can't do give kiddushin isn't because he has got no das, or because it's a gezeres kosov ki yikach ish. And the difference would be is text. Why, therefore, by yibum it helps? Is it because the Ramban holds that yibum doesn't need das? And according to Rashi, it's because ki yikach ish only excludes you can't take a wife from the beginning. But if she's already knuya to you a little bit, you can complete it. The kasha, which I don't have a teretz for, is a steer in Ramban. The Ramban writes in Yevomos daf lamed dalad amud aleph an unbelievable chiddush. A kotten, if there's such a thing as giving kiddushin la'achas shloishim, give kiddushin now to a woman, but she'll only become kodeshes after 30 days. The Ramban writes that a kotten can give kiddushin while he's a kotten to a woman, that she should become mukudeshes when he becomes a godel. Not before he's a godel. What before he's a godel? Give kiddushin a week before his bar mitzvah, and it's kiddushin la'achas shloishim that when he becomes bar mitzvah, then she should become mukudeshes.
As the kinyan
chal. Oh, the kinyan only bechal then. The maisa he's doing now.
So if the kinyan's only chal then.
But he's got no das.
So, look, it's
Tony Lukinian. I mean, you don't need das for the Maisa? I'd be happy if you told me a teretz.
What?
It's a steer.
The das will come with the Kinyan when he's a god.
But he's doing this Maisa now without das.
What's he shot? What's
I mean, he might be.
What's the oif to? And now while he's a cop and he's not Mukudesh, so what's the matter at the moment?
He's done a Maisa.
If he died tomorrow, she called his own mother.
No.
So therefore, so.
But when he becomes a godel, he might be sleeping in bed. And it'll all happen on its own. She'll become a kadeshes. That's the deal. When you give a kiddushin lachashloshim, you can go to sleep for the next 30 days. And everything will just unfold. After 30 days, she'll become an eshes ish. So it's all the das that makes any difference is now. And unless you say,
what do you need the das for? If you've got a kid, if I make a kid, I've got no das. You're not good at it.
No, we're not.
What?
No, I would have said not. If a person, any opinion, kiddushin also needs full consent.
Is the Torah of das that you need to have das, or you need, that there has to be an ability to have das?
Kipshutei would have said he needs das.
Why?
It's a chiddush.
I don't know if he needs das or he's called the ben das. Even if he's sleeping, if he's a godel, he's called the ben das for the kinyan is chal.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to say this to answer the Ramban. Yeah.
No, he's a ben kipshutei das. The kinyan's chal has a ben das. I sleeping as a material.
His das from before. It's only because he had das before, and now when he's asleep, he develops into a ben das.
For now, when he does the kid.
Right.
And now it's ben das. Rather than ben das. Otherwise, you should have got.
Yeah, that's right. If it's a gezeres kosov, it's a little bit easier. It's not. His problem is not das. It's because a kohen can't have a wife. But if according to Rashi, but he only intends it to become his wife when he becomes a dog. Because not as if when he comes by mitzvah, suddenly his brain suddenly switch on. Yeah. Now the Noda Behuda in Evan Ezer Siman Yud says a beautiful pshat in the pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev in the story of Erev Oinon. The story went that Eir married Tomo, Eir died. Oinon did Yibum to Tomo, Oinon died. And so the next step should have been Shelah should have done Yibum. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Yehuda said to his daughter-in-law, Shvi almona beis ovich, ad ki godal Shelah b'ni. Wait in your father's house until Shelah grows up because he was a kohen still. Asks the Noda Behuda, why wait till he's a godel? according to Rashi and the Rambam, a kohen can do yibum, and it'll become his wife. It's a husband and wife, and it's like a proper ishus ish. Kenuya loy legamri, says the Rambam's Lashon. So why do we have to wait till Sheila grows up?
How old is Sheila?
I don't know. But Bentesha already. Bentes. You see, you say Aki Godal means until he's a Bentes. Alright. Kigodal, usually the Lashon of the term means he comes a Godal. Like it says, Vayaka Nisa, Vayigdulu an Oyun. So why let him do Yibum now? Why wait till later?
Similar,
I mean, you're
just trying to push it up.
Oh, very good. As is Rashi Alatu. Says the Nadab Yehuda, he would like to suggest another Pshat. Why couldn't he let do Yibum now?
Sorry?
Why couldn't Yehuda let Sheila do Yibum now?
Why would he be better off?
Rashi says that.
That's the matara. I mean, you can see. He didn't want because he can't be kind.
Wants to suggest another pshat.
Wants to say that he could have done it.
So why didn't he? Says Nadi Behuda, there's a halacha about a woman who's a katlonis. A husband who dies twice, she doesn't get married a third time. Because even though chazaka is sometimes it's chazaka is with three times, in this instant chazaka is with twice. If a husband dies twice, it's a simon that she's a katlonis. She's a woman who causes her husband to die. Pashtus, it's only if he dies peacefully and not if he gets killed in a milchom or whatever. So Toma was a katlonis. Er had died, Einon had died. So really, she shouldn't be getting married again.
Why is he even better off?
If she can kill a third, it's all very nice. I don't know what's, you know. So the Nebuchadnezzar says, yeah, that's a kasha. That's a kasha on the Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know what time to tell us tonight.
So if you don't do the
hairs? Yeah.
So if you don't do
the hairs? Yeah. It could be, wasn't the chavon for a mitzvah. He messed his yibum up. But shema mitzvah le'yeda davar. He's doing a mitzvah. He doesn't have to be worried about katlons. All right. So then, go ahead and do yibum now. Says the Noda Behuda, a katan doing yibum. There's one problem with it. Reb Meir is chayshinon lemiyuta. Reb Meir doesn't allow a katan to do yibum because Reb Meir's chayshush. That the cotton might be a soris. He can't have children. And a person who can't have children can't do yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum, and therefore there's no heter to the ishasach. And we'll only find out if he's a ben bonim, he can have children, when he's a godel and he gets shtei saris. Remeya is chayshinon lemiuta. The mayor will allow a cotton to do yibum because we just have to check that he can have children. Otherwise, he can't marry an elva ishasach. We're not choshish for that because we go after life. We're not chayshim on a miyuta. We assume most bonim are not a suisim, therefore we can allow him to get married. Says the Noda Behuda, but chamira sakanta meyisura. Fine, if we're discussing whether we allow him to do yibum, or we have to be worried that he's being over an elva of Eshasach, so we can assume that he's not a soyus because he can go after Roiv, and it's mutter for him to do yibum. But Gemara says sakanta, if it's a sakana involved, then we're worried about a sakana more than for an issa. We'll go to a larger extent for to avoid a danger than to be an avoidant itself. Therefore, if there's a sakana involved, we are choshesh nemiyuta. So says Rav Noda Yehuda, that's what Yehuda meant. He told Tamar, you can't do yibum now, because Sheila is a cotton. And as long as he's a cotton, he might be a sois. But usually, sois is not a problem. But if he's a sois, it's nishkan yibum. It's nishkan mitzvah. And therefore, you don't have the shoma mitzvah le'yeda dovaro. And then, he'll end up getting married to a katlonis. And therefore, it's dangerous. Huh? Yeah, the over age stuff, but that, for that, it's not a problem, because that would be graft alive. Because we always are cutting the yibum. But here, it wouldn't be just an Asia sack, it would be doing marrying a katlonis with no mitzvah involved. So it's, he hasn't got the mitzvah, so he's doing a katlonis, and he's calling, he casts a shalom and calls himself to die. So Memeda says, no, to be Yehuda, that's what Yehuda meant. Wait till you're a gadol. And when you're a gadol, we'll find out, will be clear that you're not a sois, and then you definitely have a mitzvah, then you'll be safe to marry a katlonis. That's the nusach that the Noda Yehuda says. The Oneg Yontuf in Simon Kuf Chav Tes says exactly the same words, but just slightly different. He says, true. He doesn't say anything about Soros. Why couldn't Sheila allow, Yehuda allow Sheila to do Yibum? The Teretz is, it's true, of course, a cotton who does Yibum, she becomes kunuyah to him completely. But he's a cotton, and a cotton kenish machen a mitzvah. It won't be a mitzvah if he does it, Sheila. Yeah, but well, it's not. Yeah, mitzvah on the father. If you hold, Rashi holds that the chinuch is a mitzvah of the father to be mechanic the child. Yeah, it could be, and it could be midrabanan, but there wasn't yet that mitzvah midrabanan. So Yontuf says that without bringing in soyus, it's true. A cotton can do yibum, but is it a mitzvah? No, cotton it does a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Therefore, you've got the same problem. Says Yehuda to Sheva, do yibum now. She'll become your wife, but commits the letters nishzayin. And therefore, you're doing Yibum to Katlonis without the security of Shema Mitzvah Le'eda Dovaro. That's why it's better to wait until you're a Godel, and then it'll be a Mitzvah, and then you'll have the safety of Shema Mitzvah Le'eda Dovaro. Shkoch.
It's recording.